Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Hello, hello, hello. I'm just checking everyone can hear me okay. Let's give you all a minute to join. Let's open that up. Hi, Peter.
Unmute yourself. Already. Hiya.
Hello. Can you hear me all right, Peter?
Yes.
Good. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Hello, Heather. That's better. You just need to bring your lid down a bit, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Change my angle.
Brilliant. Fab. So we're just going to give a minute or two for everybody to join. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Cameras on, cameras off, entirely up to you. It would be wonderful to see your face, especially in our welcome webinar. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Esther. Hi, hi. Hello, Hillary. Hello, Diana. So many wonderful people. Hello, Diana. Hello, Stefan. It's a real pleasure to see some familiar faces and some new ones.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. We've got a duo. Hello, Alison. And is that Clive? Oh, no. Do we have Clive joining us, Peter, in this one?
I don't know, actually. Is he there?
I thought I recognised him as Clive. It might not have been.
Yeah, I thought. No.
I'm not sure.
I thought it was you too.
No, you got me. Clive, if it is you, let yourself be known. So, yeah, let's utilise the chat. I'm sure everyone is very familiar with Zoom by now of these last couple of years. But if you are not, to the right-hand side of your Zoom, there should be a chat panel. If you can't see it, then there should be a chat button right at the bottom that you can press. And if you click that button, then the right-hand panel will show. And then in the chat, you can say hello. That would be wonderful. But you can also let us know where you are, who you are, how you are, what you're up to. Well, we're here. I know what you're up to.
Is this going to go off?
Does what go off? No? Okay, I'm going to mute. And I'm going to ask you all to... In this introductory stage, you don't have to mute. You can say hello if you like. Alaska, wonderful. Belgium, great. But in a moment, we are all going to go on mute. Panama. Oh, do you know, I keep hearing a lot about Panama these days. Oh, I used to live in East Sussex. Where are you, Duncan? I was in Brighton for about 15 years. Hello, Diana. Loved it. Well, I was in Hove, actually. Only those that are from East Sussex will get the joke. Forest Row. Okay. No, I wasn't there. I was in Brighton. Solihull. Lovely. Good, good, good. We're only at 2 minutes past, so we are just going to give a couple more minutes. Cheddar. Been there. Lovely place. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And whilst we're waiting for all of that, I'm just going to check I've got everything I need open. Your internet connection is unstable. Oh, that's the first. Of course it is. I had that. Brilliant. Well, that can come off.
Okay. I should put a hi from you.
So I'm going to be handing over to Peter in just a moment. I'm just doing all the welcomes and making sure everyone is here and comfortable. Elephant and Castle. Gosh, it's been a long time since I've been in London. Such a long time. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in civilization, really. fab. Peter's sweating and I'm freezing and we're in the same country, eh, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's hot down here, yeah.
I found a house today.
Oh, yeah. Good. Where's that?
I don't know. I found it. I have no idea. I just said, yeah, I'll take it. Someone was like, yeah, I want to live here. You live here. Okay. It looks quite nice. There's someone who can't hear, so they need to click which button? Well, if we can't hear you, then you click mute. If you can't hear us, and it depends on what speaker source you have selected. So if you cannot hear us, then you can't hear what I'm saying.
Because
so it's not going to help.
Write it down. Write it down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to write it down. All right. If you can't. Okay. Fabulous. All right. Well, I think we're in a very good position to get going, Peter. How do you feel about that?
Okay. We all here?
Well, I don't know if we're all here, but the majority are.
But enough. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So let's start. So let me just do a couple of little housekeeping pieces. Then we're going to go over to Peter and then we'll have today's session. So just a few couple of things. If I could please ask you all to make sure that you are on mute. We are recording the session, and in a moment I'm going to put Peter in full screen, and then if you come up, if you speak, then it means you're going to come up in full screen in the recording, and I'm sure you don't want that. So please make sure that you're on mute, so if there's any accidental background noises, then you don't dominate the screen. Your camera is welcome to be on or off. That's entirely up to you. Please do utilize the chat. If you've got any questions whatsoever as we go through, pop them in the chat, because then what I do at the most appropriate stage, I will filter those questions through to Peter. And if I think that it's worthy of interrupting his flow, dare I do it, I will ask him to answer that question at that moment in time. So it's a big welcome from me. I am Carrie, and I am assisting Peter on this welcome webinar today. And you will see me as we go through all of the webinars, and you'll be talking to me and MeWe as well. So this is who I am. And I will now pass over to Peter. Peter, I'm just going to put you in the middle.
Okay.
If I could ask you to spotlight.
Yep. Hello, everybody. Let's adjust this again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hello, everybody. So, I'm going to be just introducing you to the course. So, first of all, I want to say there's no pressure how far to do anything. This is the whole thing is actually for your benefit to actually use it in your life. So, if any of the lessons you want to go through quickly and come back to later, that's fine. If there's something you want to work on longer because you find it's useful to issues in your life, take as long as you like. Of course, through that process, you can ask me questions on MeWe. We'll be talking about it when we do the webinars. Also, the webinars can be a little bit flexible too. Again, there's no pressure to actually get to any point by a webinar. We'll actually deal with what people are at the time, what the issues are, what you need help with. So it's quite flexible. Important thing, you don't feel any pressure to actually work at it, but to enjoy it. This is about mastering your life. And so you're going to be applying this to your life as you go along. Use the exercise of things in your life. Some things you might want to come back to, such as when we get on to taking back your power. You may find, okay, you do a little bit. Later on, you remember other people you've got to take your power back for, and you go back to the exercise. So you can flip back and forth when you get going. So take everything at your own rate, enjoy it, and just use it as it works for you in your life. Some things you integrate quickly, want to move on, others you want to spend more time on, ask more questions around it. We're going to be doing a little meditation today as well, just to actually get you started. And one of the things I often do in these meetings is what we call a blending. It's a very simple meditation, doesn't require any kind of deep states or anything. You only have to allow yourself to receive energy that's going to blend with you. What you're going to be doing today is actually creating blending that's going to ensure your success throughout the whole course, get you programmed, ready for everything to really work for you, open you to these energies. See, quite often things are done by transmission. We've learned as a child by picking up energies from around us. Things you've never had before, it's like it's so new to you, you don't know how to do it. You just have to be simply receive an attunement, receive energy that reminds the system of how it works. Because this is all really so natural. These are your God-given abilities. You are creators. You can create and discreate anything. You have control of your own destiny, of your energy field, and therefore over your body. You're simply triggering what's natural. Therefore, it's going to come to you naturally because it is natural to your real spirit. So There shouldn't be any struggle with anything. If there's any struggle, then it's something not quite right. We're going to actually just remind you how easy it is, guide you through the processes, so you can actually do this work, and which isn't really like work at all. It's playing with creation, recognizing yourself as a creator and waking up. If any problems come up, you know, we'll deal with those. I sent noise out there. Can you turn that down? Can you turn that down over there? Sorry, a bit disturbs out there. Okay, so what was I saying? So yes, take this easy at your own time. Enjoy it. Don't feel any pressure. If there's any problems, you know, do ask for help and we'll actually solve any problems to make sure it's overflowing for you. So right now I want to actually pass you back to Carrie to actually give you a little guide to how to use the Teachable platform, so you know how to kind of download the courses. So I recommend you download the whole manual so you can actually read that any time, so you can use it as reference and work through the stages. Okay, Carrie?
Yes, thank you. So if you can unspotlight yourself, I believe you'll need to do that.
I think you have to spotlight you, that's how we do it. There you go.
Thank you very much. So I'm just about to share my screen. So Teachable is the name of the online school that we use. So how do you get to Teachable? Just in case any of you are confused or you're not sure. So if you ever get lost, you can always come to the main website. And if you scroll down on the main website, then you'll find access to the online school here. So if you can't find your link or you're not sure how to get to it, this is probably one of the easiest ways. And then when you click on the online school, it's going to take you into Teachable itself, she says, in a moment. And then you'll have your bank of courses that you are enrolled for. But you should already, all of you, have the link to the course, which will take you directly to Ultimate Healing. Now, if you open up Ultimate Healing and it says you're already enrolled in this course, sometimes there's a little, a little bar down here that says you're already enrolled. Please click here to continue. So if you're like, oh, I can't get in. Sometimes look down the bottom and you'll see that there is a bar there. Once you are in, then this is what your course looks like. So just a couple of things that I would like to alert you to. When you go into the individual lessons, in order to be able to get to the next lesson, you must click complete and continue. If you do not click this, you cannot move forward. The system will not allow you to. So you must click complete and continue, and it will automatically take you to the next lesson. You can also access the lessons down in the left-hand toolbar here. One of the modules you'll see is set your intention. Now, I saw in MeWe that there was a question about the job form. Why do we need to do this? It's really, really important that you take a few moments to think about and to set the intentions that you have for yourself and what you is that you want to achieve, what it is that you want to become as a result of taking part in this course. And it also, by setting this intention, by using this form, it also asks you to consider who you are, how you work, what challenges you might come up against, and to make a plan in order to overcome those challenges. But of course, we're always here in the MeWe group to help you move forward. So as you know, setting intentions, it just helps us to put the energy in the direction that we want to go or where you want to go. So it's really important that you don't skip this part. Peter, do you want to say anything else about setting intentions?
Actually, yes. Let's work with the moon. You see the new moon coming up in a couple of days, start of the Chinese New Year or start of Navratri. It's a powerful time for beginnings. It's also called the dawn of heaven in the Hindu calendar. Powerful time for beginnings. That's the best time to set an intention. So if you set your intentions of what you want to create at new moon, it starts building through that lunar cycle. At full moon, you set your intention for what you want to get rid of from your life. It's a great way of working with the cycles of the moon to help you actually flow with it. It's a very useful exercise to do. So it's just a Tuesday morning, around about that time, that'd be a great time to set your intentions. Just write a list. It's actually very good to actually just explore your own desires again. Sometimes, you know, there's a few things obvious. If you make a long list of all things you desire, it takes a little bit more thought. It gets you thinking more in terms of what you really want, what's going to make you happy. even the small things you haven't done for a long time. Think of all the things you enjoy doing, all the things you'd like in your life, everything that makes you happy. This is a great way to get your energy moving towards the life you want to create, because it should include the small successes, the small joys, as well as the big ones. Quite often we work towards such a big goal all the time, we forget the little things that make us happy. Even if it's something like reading a book or going for a walk in nature, take time for everything you enjoy. Writing a list is a good way of reminding yourself, keeping a focus. And of course, there's many things in your life you don't want, you want to discreate. Working from full moon to new moon on that cycle is the easiest way to get rid of it. That's when it actually flows for actually diminishing things. So it's good to actually keep two lists. And each new moon and full moon, you can review them. Tick off the ones that have already changed and carry on with it.
Yeah. So creating a list of what it is that you want to create, and also a list of all the things that you would like to discreate exactly. As a result of doing the course. Thank you very much. And I have seen that many of you have joined us in the MeWe group. So we have a dedicated Ultimate Healing MeWe group. And again, in Teachable, in the Ultimate Healing course, there is full instructions on how to join that group. It's not essential. You don't have to if you don't want to create a profile in MeWe, but it is where the conversations will take place in between the webinars. It is where the place where you can ask your questions, where you can converse with everybody else on the course as well. You can share your experiences, whether they be happy, whether they be sad, whatever it might be. We do encourage that very, very much. And it's really helpful for other people to see what kind of questions you're coming up with too, or what challenges you're coming up with, because there's a very high chance that if you're thinking it or you're feeling it, then somebody else is too. So it really does help to progress, not just you, but the entire group, and to create that sense of camaraderie and egregore as well. But if you don't want to express your concern or your question in the MeWe group in public, then you always have the opportunity to email Peter privately. That's one of the things that, or one of the support elements that you do have throughout the duration of this course, which is the preferred email, Peter? Is it that azizshamanism@gmail.com?
That works. Either of them works. I'll get it either way, so it doesn't matter.
Great. And as well, if you want any additional help from Peter, some private help, then coaching sessions or mentor sessions or additional healing sessions are always available. Again, you can email in and ask for that. A little something about the student live Q&A calls. Now, I'm sure many of you are aware, but just in case you are not, every month, Peter holds two Q&A calls. It's always the first weekend of the month. On the Saturday, it's open to anybody, whether you are a student or not. But now, because you are students, and maybe you have been previously, you are also invited to the Sunday call as well, which is only for those who have or who are a student, a magic student of Peter's. And in these calls, they tend to go into a lot more depth and very specialised or specific type of questions, because obviously people are already doing the work. So you are now also invited to the Sunday calls. And again, all of the details are here in your online school. And then how to use this course. In here, you're going to have instructions. But what is also important, not in that section, in this section, download course materials, this is where you are going to find the manual in whole. Some of you may prefer to continuously come back into the online portal and always refer to everything from here, from your PC, or maybe from your Mac or your phone. It's entirely up to you. Some of you might want to download the manual and have it as a handy reference in paper form. Entirely up to you how you want to work it. But here you will find all of the manual. And if you do keep it as PDF, then you can actually skip to the right section of the manual from the contents list itself. So here is where you download the manual in its entirety, but it is split up into sections, which I will show you in just a moment. Underneath that, we have all of the information regarding the dates and the times of the webinar series. And we also have the links. So when it comes to webinar day, I'll probably be in MeWe reminding you, because I always like to know in advance if you've got any questions for that particular topic or if you've got any other type of questions at all, because it's really helpful for me to see that, or for Peter to see those in advance. Doesn't matter if you don't have a question, your question will always be addressed during the webinar. But if you do want to submit them in advance, those are the ones that we will definitely get to first. But also in here, we have the Zoom instructions, we have the dates and the times, and this is where the replays will also be put. And we also have an introductory call from the 5th of December. So there you go, you can get going. You can start watching last year's introductory call. And then this is where the actual module content then starts. And so each of the topics under each module has been broken up. And if I go into one of these, you'll see that the information from the manual has been extracted for you. And there may be supplementary downloads, videos, and there'll also be recorded meditations as well. If obviously that's relevant and there is a meditation in that section. I just want to see if there's one of those here. Yeah, so here's another PDF. Now, also down here, I was going to try and find a place that's got it, but we'll just keep going. If you have any questions about that particular topic, you're very welcome to leave your question or your comments here in the online school. And Peter will be alerted and he'll be able to come in here and respond to you. So you can leave your questions or comments here, or you can come over to MeWe. It's entirely up to you. And remember, after each section, you need to click this complete and continue before you will be able to have access to the next section. So I just want to have a quick look at the questions that are coming in. I joined MeWe group, but I don't know how to access it now as I am on computer, not mobile. And it's same for my, yeah. So whether you, as soon as you log in to MeWe, whether you log in via the PC or whether you log in via the app, it's going to be the same account. You're going to see the same things. Just as long as you're using the same email and password. There is a desktop access as well. So that should be, oh, right, there we go. She's answered that. Thanks, Lynn. Lynn's the tech person for sure. Where do I find it? Oh, oh no, that's on there. I think, right. Okay, great. So that's all the same question. Wonderful. Okay, so that's the online school. If anyone's got any other questions regarding that, then please do put them in the chat. But I think that's everything there. Peter, do you at this stage want to say anything about nutrition or healing?
They'll get set on the course. They can ask questions along the way. But yes, when they get to that part of the course, we'll deal with it more then. But okay. Just be aware that part of this is going to involve good nutrition. So you're going to start eating more raw food and drinking more juices and taking some good mineral supplements. It's all helpful.
Yeah. So your immediate actions are make sure you've logged into Teachable and you download your manual if that's how you prefer to work. Make sure you join the MeWe group and... yeah, and that you've got the dates of the webinars in the calendar. If you can't make the webinar, it's not a problem. We will be recording them and you will always be able to watch the replay and you'll have lifetime access to those replays. And remember, during the webinars, there is the opportunity for you to receive hot seat coaching where Peter will guide you through that particular process, whatever topic is being addressed at that time. So if you have a particular requirement and you definitely want to be coached through that topic, then you can always submit that to us in advance as well. I think the other thing to say with regards to the webinars, obviously it's an incredibly safe environment. We are a team, we are a cohort, and we do ask for your confidentiality, obviously, for any content that is expressed or shared during those webinars. But also it's, as Peter said at the beginning, there is no particular speed that you have to work at, but it might be a nice idea for you to progress through the content in alignment with the webinars as an encouragement and motivation to keep moving forward rather than stalling. Okay, that's it from me. So do you want to spotlight me, Peter?
Okay.
And then we'll go back over to you with regards to if you want to do the any intention setting stuff or whether you just want to go straight into the other meditation.
Also want to mention that if you can't make the webinar, you can always submit your questions beforehand. So when we answer them, you can watch the replay and get your questions answered that way. So there's many possibilities of getting those questions done. Okay, so we want to go into actually start tuning you to actually create success for these intentions. First intention, obviously, for everybody is because you want to grow. Before we even came to become human, we chose to grow and become in a human form. And this is one we remember. Simply remembering that intention can make a big difference to your life. You see, we all need to grow. When we don't grow because we want to, we tend to have problems to force us. If you can't because you want to grow, you don't need problems anymore. You grow because it's fun. I'm saying this should become fun. There's always this great aha moment when you realize what you've been doing wrong and actually correct it and change your life. this creates moments of awakening. There's a whole joy process. This is how life should be. So I'm going to work with the simpler intentions first. You will come here to grow. That's why you're here, even if you don't know why else you're here. The others you can figure out as you go along. As by new moon, try and make yourself a nice list of everything you want. Not just for this course, but for life. Remember, dealing with manifestation and also demanifestation, this creation. So make those lists of what you want and everything you want to get rid of, whether it's in the outer life, within yourself, in the disease, anything you want to clear away. So what I want to do now is do a little blending meditation. You get a sense of how this works. It's very easy. All I want you to do is close your eyes. You don't have to go very deep. So there's many spirits working with us here. I'm going to just bring them in so they're going to touch you, begin to prepare you. All you have to do is give them permission to intervene for you. We're going to begin the process of actually preparing you for success, opening the channels to a future where you're awakening. Any time throughout the course, you can give these spirits permission to intervene on your behalf to ensure your success. You don't have to be alone in anything. The energies, attunements of the vibration of everybody who succeeded before, that eases the path. So we're going to let those in. So they will make contact. They can withdraw for now. Just remember they'll be there anytime you want. So you can open your eyes now and that's done. The other thing I'd like to recommend is that if you get to know each other, stop making kind of buddies that can help inspire each other to actually motivate each other. So you stay in touch and see how you're doing, help encourage each other to keep forward with each lesson. It helps a good way of motivating yourself. We're going to actually put you into little breakout rooms in a moment, so you can actually just get to know the people in your own group. And it doesn't have to be right now, but as you get to know each other, so you can form these little partnerships, you can help each other.
Yeah, I've just had a look. I can't actually do that, Peter. It's going to have to be you to
you
do
can't.
That. Yeah. But one second. I just want to ask another admin question. Thanks, Pia, for pointing that out. She said that the times in Teachable are still saying 10 a.m. UK time, because that's not our normal delivery time. But I just want to confirm, right. Peter, we've agreed 2 p.m. UK, right?
We have did for some of them, I think, yes. Are they all set for that time?
They're all saying 10 a.m. right now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever people want. I'm flexible. Whatever suits everybody. So if everybody would like to put a little message in as to what time suits them, we'll just go with helping the most. I know, obviously, 10 a.m. UK time might be early for someone in the US. We chose 2 p.m. UK time because it also makes more friendly for those in the US. They're about 5 hours out. So 2 p.m. here will be 9 a.m. 2 p.m. in the UK will be 9 a.m. East Coast of the US. Otherwise, 10 a.m. is going to be like small hours in the morning. So we'll let everybody actually put in their message as to what time suits them, and we'll kind of take it from there.
Yeah, so I think we need to keep it at 2 p.m. UK so that we allow the... That's what... That's, yeah, I think it, basically the 10 a.m. is a typo.
Well, that's how it used to be when we did many in the UK.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know I'm going to get our admin to rectify the times for you. I know that she's away this weekend, so please do bear with us whilst that gets transitioned over. But the next webinar isn't until March, so we've got a little while to get that done. So just to confirm. Yeah, brilliant. Well, at least you're here. Great. Yeah, so if you have anyone physically local to you, that's a great way to get in contact. Yeah, you can continue the chat. You can continue finding out if you've got any buddies near you in the chat. But of course, if you do particularly want to reach out to anyone locally to your area, MeWe is also a great way to do that. And then, Peter, do you want to see if you can do the breakout rooms from your Moor?
Where is it? Right, I can find it on here.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we need to go through? I think that's everything from my list. So I want to know if anyone's got any questions as well. Please, if anyone's got anything, pop them in the chat. I want to make sure you've all got what you need. You all know what you're doing. Well, apart from the start time of the next webinar. I know we don't know that.
No, I can't find the breakout. But don't worry. Take a bit of time, because we'd have to do it right now because people need to get to know each other. But to say, if you communicating in the MeWe group, you make friends, you just work with whoever you like, really. So, you know, you can have more freedom of who you feel good with. It doesn't have to be somebody close to you, because you're working over online. You know, you can actually connect with anybody and give each other a message now and then to kind of help each other along.
You're definitely going to get to know each other quite well, as I say, throughout the MeWe, throughout the Q&A calls and everything. So it's going to be a very close... A close group towards the end, that's for sure. What did Peter say about how we use the attunements we did? I don't understand his sentence. Though the attunement, or the meditation that we just did.
Okay, it's what we call a blending. Once you actually sit down and receive, you don't have to do anything. You simply close your eyes and relax. And the spirits I gather kind of come and touch you. Energy begins to blend with you. You pick up a certain vibration, a certain resonance. So the way resonance works is any two waves put together, they'll change each other, produce a third wave that's more powerful than both and changes both. When our resonance touches each other, we all change. When I'm bringing the spirits of those who have succeeded before, you have the energy of their success. You create this small fortunate resonance because others have succeeded before you, and you tune to them. You're on that path of success. You have its vibration. You follow that path. Everything you do starts to work better. It's less of a struggle than doing it on your own, simply because others have done it before. So tune to all those who have succeeded, plus other helpers, not even human, who are actually in that vibration. Just have the energy around you puts it in that place, that resonance of making this work, of being a creator. All I've done is attune you to that. That vibration's in you now. Now when you do this work, it'll flow more easily. There's more of these attunements as you go through the course, like for instance, when you do the Chandali attunements. These have been sent in what we call an orb of life. It's a kind of... what's in Tibetan known as a tulpa. We create a kind of orb of energy that can multiply itself. It has intelligence. That's there waiting for you. So as soon as you choose to do the meditation in your own time, receive the attunement, it'll be there. So when you follow the instructions for Chandali attunements, the energy of that will come into you. It's an activation for your Kundalini that puts a certain level of power into you. Because what we're doing here is raising the Kundalini in safe stages. You want to try and raise it in one go where people burn out and have damage. It's safe stages. So each level is going to activate that inner fire a little bit more. Then just by practicing the meditation, that fire will be building up, and that's what's going to be used to actually transform and heal you. So there are attunements along the way. There's the two Tundali attunements that you do in your own time during the course. As I said, those attunements are already waiting for you to activate whenever you choose to. Okay, you have questions about that?
No, well, they're just introducing themselves. I'm going to go back over to the teachable in just a second. They're all trying to find study buddies. I said, Peter's my study buddy. We're both in Copenhagen. Well, I will be. I'm coming back next week. So everyone might be pleased to know I'll be next door to Peter again very soon. Don't worry. We often have a dual camera thing going on. Right. So there was one question about the webinar dates. Peter, can you unspotlight yourself, please? Thank you. So I'm going to share my screen once more just to reiterate that. So once you are in the online portal, you'll notice that there is a menu down the left-hand side here where you can gain all of the content. So the live webinar dates and times, which we will correct, is down here under Ultimate Healing Live Webinar Series. But the next webinar is scheduled for the 12th of March. So you've got quite some time to get through modules 1 and 2. And depending on what types of questions come up, depending on how you're progressing through the content, maybe there'll be an interim one in between now and then. We're just going to wait and see, aren't we, Peter, and see how that goes. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I thought I was chatting away on mute. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just going to see how everyone's going. But there's quite a hefty content in 1 and 2, so... So no, we've got going on here. She's still allowed to join. Absolutely. Yes, Stefan, of course. Yes, she's definitely allowed to join. The MeWe group is open for any Ultimate Healing student, past, present, not future, because they're not in it yet. But any past or present Ultimate Healing student is very welcome to join us in the MeWe group. So you'll notice that there will be names of people popping up, possibly in the MeWe group, that you don't recognize from this cohort. That's because maybe they have done Ultimate Healing last year, or maybe they were a in-person point holder at some stage. Also, since she hasn't even watched her old webinars yet, I recommended her to not sign up again. I don't know if they were blending meditation. Oh, Peter, so for you. Also, this is with regards to his mum. Also, since she hasn't even watched her old webinars yet, I recommended her to not sign up again. I don't know if they have the blending meditation. If they don't, would it be okay for me to play her this blending meditation as well?
Oh, yes. If you watch this, you still receive the energy of it. It works on those who watch a replay as well.
Oh, well, you know, it comes when it's ready, Stefan. It comes when it's ready. Yeah. It comes to us all when it's ready. And we do have some repeaters as well. So welcome back those people who have done the course. If anyone's done the course already, whether it be online or in person, and you want to share any thoughts or experiences in the chat, that too would be wonderful. Any advice? I think if I was to give a piece of advice, it would be just keep going. Keep going. It's all right. Keep going. Yeah, Harry's nodding. Yeah, just keep going.
Well, yes, remember you're going to learn about...
Yeah, I saw that, Duncan. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, you're also going to learn about the healing quest along the way. So that you'll understand then that some torments are not comfortable. And that's okay. They pass. As you learn to welcome, they pass more smoothly. And, you know, you go through the healing quest when you're changing. It's all part of the process. It's all okay. Everything passes.
Do you want to take me off spotlight now, Peter?
Okay.
Back to you.
Here we are again. Okay.
Yeah. And those people who have already gone through, whether it be the intensive or whether it be the online Ultimate Healing last year, your experience is going to be really, really helpful to everybody because, you know, you've gone through this already. So if you feel exactly. You can contribute to anything at any time, then please do. We welcome your contribution. Is that right, Peter?
Exactly. I mean, those ones will have first-hand experience what the healing crisis is about. I mean, I've spoken about it and teach about it, but actually having people's actual experience of it would be more meaningful to you. You know exactly what's coming up then, what different kind of emotions come up, what physical discomforts, anything. And you soon realize it passes quite quickly once you learn to welcome it.
Well, something else I do want to say, you've all been invited to the Ultimate Healing Group in MIWI, but we also have another magical students group in MIWI as well, where it's a group for any student of any topic of Peter's. So if you wanted to join that second group as well, where the conversation is very vast and wide and wonderful, then you can private message me in MIWI and I will get that link sent over to you and you can join the second group as well. Which is just a wider range of topics. And the reason why I said that was because I was going to say about a comment we talked about today about the healing crisis with the runes, working with the runes. I've been in a permanent healing crisis since. healing crisis chaos ever since. Okay, so there's no questions coming through. There's no comments.
That's fine, as long as you know what you're doing now and you can make a start in your own time and ask questions whenever you need to.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, I have to put myself on mute. Okay, everyone. So I think that is it. Everyone has everything they need.
There's one more thing I'll mention because next weekend when we do the Q&A, next one I'm going to deal with is about visualization. It's a common problem. People say they can't visualize. Well, we're going to deal with that. It's not meant to be difficult. And so if you want to attend these Q&As next week, you'll understand a lot more about it and how to make it easy.
And the Q&A's next week, Saturday's Q&A, which is the open Q&A, open to anybody, whether you are a student or not. So if you have any friends interested that you think would like to come and join along, then that is on Saturday at 10 a.m. UK time. And then the students' closed call is on Sunday at the same time, 10 a.m. UK, and which is where Peter will go into that in much further detail. And then afterwards...
In this case, on the private one, we could use some more magical help to actually make the visualization process develop more, add some more techniques to it, which more involves some magic.
Yeah. Healing crisis brings you further. It does indeed. It's always recorded, Duncan. Yes, all the Q&As are recorded. That might actually be worth me showing, Peter. Should I show them how to access the Q&A?
Okay, yes, you can do that. Yeah. Okay.
Let me go over here.
Okay.
Yeah. So here I am back in the online portal, in the online school, but I'm in the Ultimate Healing course right now. If you look up at the top here in the top left, if I click on this house button, it's going to take me back to the home page. Oh, no, that's not where I want to go. Click it again. Then it's going to take me back to all of the courses that I have. And if I scroll down, I don't speak German. Where is it?
Did you see it? As well. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
There we are. You just
once you register, and I'm going to show you in a second how to register, then you'll find that all this will land in your online school. So if I click here, the public Q&As, then you'll get access to all of the replays for the public Q&As, a huge array of topics spanning over a couple of years. Whereas Peter has done the monthly. So there's lots of different topics there. So you can access those. And I'll show you where you can access those in a second, how to get to that. And if I go back to the homepage, once you are a magical student, which you are all now, then you also get, shout if you see it.
A bit further down, just next to the other one.
Yeah. Then you get access to the magic students one as well.
On the right. There we go.
Yeah. So again, a huge array of a multitude of topics for those who are currently students. Now, in order to gain access to these, to get these landed in your little catalogue, then you have to go back to Aziz Shamanism. Click that, go back to Aziz Shamanism, to the website. This is probably the easiest way to do it. There might be a better way or a quicker way, but I don't know it. are you changing? Are you going back to the school? No. How do I get to? Oh, I'm just doing this.
This moment. There we go. Oh, now you've gone back to Google.
Yeah. From here, if you go under resources and you go to live question and answer, and then it takes you to the page and you can register for those two things to fall into your online catalogue from here. So go to the homepage, resources, live Q&As, and then you can go and register for both of those. So that's how you get Q&As. We've got something in the chat. And how do we access Sunday one? I want to attend that. Yep. So if you come into the website and you go onto this page, then all of the instructions are there, Duncan, so that you'll know how to register for the students one, because you do need a separate link, and that's emailed to you. The separate link is emailed to you. You have to register for that just to make sure that we get no non-students coming. Any questions? And you can let us know, MeWe. Let us know. All right.
Okay, so all questions answered now. Any further questions from anybody?
We've already had a healing crisis happening. We've had a mini crisis trying to get into the Zoom.
Okay.
Was again proof for me that sabotage, and I blocked myself, but I made it. Oh, yeah, that would all come up. How can you access the free bonus, which is not in my courses yet? Ah.
Oh, if you haven't got it, drop me a line and I'll give you access. I can do it manually. But you should have. It should be there somewhere.
Yes. I did have a note about that. One second, from the admin. I'm not the admin, by the way, everyone. So if I say I'll get admin to do that, it's because it's just someone else. It's not me. I'm sure there was a note about that somewhere. Speak about agenda, mention the next webinar. A few words, so I know, and how to use it. And no, I don't know when that's coming. Yeah, so as Peter said, if you haven't got it, let him know.
Yeah, I can actually then go onto the teachable and give you access manually, so you'll get a notification from them with a link to it.
Need visualization help, Violet Flame under feet.
Who's that?
Do you have Violet Flame under your feet, or you want to have Violet Flame under your feet?
Anytime. That's part of the kind of whole Kundalini thing. So the Chandali makes it easier. In the early days, you used to just simply visualize a violet flame to try and activate energy. Chandali will make it much easier, and you won't even have to do any visualization. You just choose to activate it, and there it is. It'll be flowing through you.
Well, one other thing to say about the audio is when you come across some of the meditations in the online portal, those two are downloadable. So if you prefer to listen to them on the move or something like that, then you can download the audios as well. So you can download the manual and the audios. I'm a long-term student of Peter. I wanted to share that if you focus on the outcome of your healing rather than the pain and discomfort that comes up, and just see it as a step to get to the healing rather than focusing on it, it helps to welcome it easier so you can deal with it and release. And that's been so helpful to me. Yes.
That's actually why we talk about setting intentions. If you know where it's going, it's kind of much easier. You see, anytime you're in a healing crisis, what gets you through it is anchoring yourself to the future rather than the past. See, anytime in chaos, you seek an anchor. People often anchor themselves to what they used to, what they've been, and that's not what you want. If you're already having in mind the future you want, then it's easy to go there. Because in that healing crisis, you're in the process of change. That's when it's easiest to tune to the future. That's why it's good to always have a future in mind. Where do you want to get to? Think of what you're becoming, where you want to go, what you want in your life, because that's where you're going. Between where you are now and where you want to go, there's going to be a crisis. There's kind of chaos. It's that knowledge of the future that gets you to that chaos.
Would you suggest changing the diet now, Peter?
It's always good to begin as soon as possible. That way, when you start to the actual healing process, you've got enough nutrients in the body for it to change rapidly. Better nutrition you have, the better it is for your healing.
Can you tell something about how the runes blend in with this course? Are they two different methods, or blending, mixing them?
Oh, you can mix them. You see, I mean, I gave a little course on the runes, and they also produce healing. The thing is, when you learn this particular method in this course, it's about understanding how to go through change, how to welcome it, how to flow, how to set intentions. Runes can be part of that process. Anything can be. This basic method can be used with anything. See, what people miss with any other healing is how to actually go through it. You set an intention, that will push you in the right direction. If you don't know how to welcome things with a healing crisis and how to be a creator and so on, then it's almost like it's not complete. It's chaotic and it's a bit difficult. Whatever method you use, you can combine it with this. Anything. So because you're understanding the basics of what consciousness does, it creates, experiences, discreates. if you can get that right, then whatever technique you use will become much smoother. So yes, you can use runes with this. You can use the Reiki Kanjis from the Grandmaster system. Any other system you can think of. They're all ways of actually pushing you in the right direction. And then understanding how to go through the healing crisis and how to welcome and go with it in this crate makes it all far more elegant.
Can intention be big, like I am willing to welcome my soul's mission, or is it better to be smaller steps?
All of them. You see, the small steps are stepping stones to your bigger goals. It's good to actually set your intentions on three different levels, short-term, long-term, and ideal. So even the ideal goals act as beacons that set a future way out there that can pull you forwards, even if you're going to reach them. Ideal, by its definition, is something you're not going to reach. But you think of the best you could possibly aim for, and that's out there as well. Because you've got short-term and long-term goals that you will fill in the way, it doesn't matter you don't get to that one. That's just the beacon which lights the way, in a way. And each small step is a step to the bigger steps. If they're aligned, there's more power. So if your small goals, your short-term goals, are not aligned to your bigger goals, they're not so worth following. You're dissipating your energy. You look at, say, how you want to be next month, how you want to be next year, how you want to be in 5 years, they should be getting better and better and better. They're all aligned because you have a certain purpose in life, a certain kind of desire, and you're always working in the same directions. So the short-term goals are stepping stones to bigger goals. So set all of them. If you only set long-term goals, you haven't got the benefit of watching the manifest. It takes too long. If you only set short-term goals, then it's like it's not really going anywhere long-term. So you want to set both. Then each time you see a short-term goal manifesting, you have more hope of getting to those bigger goals.
And I do believe there is a short section on goal setting in the manual, isn't there, Peter?
There is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Please give examples of intentions to set for the course.
These are all very personal. Obviously, there's healing, because I said it all depends on what your main reason for being on this course is. First of all, you want to grow. That's simple. That's enough to know you want to grow. You might have certain illnesses you want to overcome, so that's your intention. You might have certain other problems in your life you want to get rid of, so set that. If there's things you want to manifest, find your true purpose, or, you know, make more money, or whatever it is, have a better house, you can put all those goals out there because you're going to learn to create. So it could be anything. Whatever calls to your heart most, what are your biggest desires? So healing isn't separate from the rest of your creation. It's all aligned. Because what stops you from manifesting are the same blocks that make you ill? We're here to be creators. When everything is unblocked and flowing, you get on with creating your desires, your destiny, the things you really came here for. So be expansive here. Put it all down. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't think that any goal is too much. Maybe you want to get to those big goals quickly, but the smaller goals will lead you there. So put it all down. Everything you possibly desire.
And if they don't see it?
Well, you start with the small ones. They'll come.
Setting intentions. I find this difficult to feel now with all the lockdowns. How to feel them?
First thing to do is say make a list. What you can do is, first of all, list 20 things you enjoy doing. It's easy to write a few, but if you have to write 20 of them, it makes you think about it more. You can think of all the things you have done, for instance, you haven't done for a long time. You remember, yes, you'd like to do that again. So you get back to your desire. So what happens when the expectation gets crushed? You lower your desire to match it. You see, to desire something, you have no expectation. So the desire wanes as well. You start forgetting what you want. The real key to getting that back is to get the expectation built up again. Just going to learn to do on the course. Going to be covered with actually deal with expectation. It comes to the future causality section. But the first thing to do is start listing those things you enjoy. What did you enjoy 2 years ago before the lockdown happened? What were your goals then? You might have forgotten, but actually you rethink them. So make a long list. Try and list 20 things you enjoy. And you might then think about how long it's been since you did any of those and ask yourself why. Why are you not doing things you enjoy? And, you know, there were reasons like lockdowns and so on, but at least you can come back to those desires. You can start looking at the obstacles and therefore working out how to get beyond them. Once you define your prison, you can plan the escape.
I found a book by one of John Whitman Ray's students called How We Heal by Douglas W. Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
That has a whole section on body electronics. Good supplementary material for this course, Peter, is it?
It's all good. I mean, friend next to Doug, we were both under John Ray together back in back in 1987 to 88 when we worked in there. We were his earlier students. And he did write quite a lot at that time. He was trying to put together what John Ray hadn't got to writing, a lot about nutrition and how we heal the whole process. So it's all very useful. What I've done is I've expanded and simplified it. What I found when I was first with John Ray, you spent a whole week sitting there listening to about healing, but you didn't actually know how to do any healing. It became very intellectual. And I found, no, I've made it more experiential and given empowerment to make it faster. It's good to read, and you'd rather get down to some practice.
A lot of apathy feelings. So that was linked to the question about setting intentions and how to feel the intentions due to the lockdowns. You're experiencing a lot of apathy.
The apathy does come up because of the fact past failures. This is all past memory. Every time, you know, you try and do something and you remember the times you failed, you're going to feel this hopelessness coming up again. You want to give up because you don't think you can get there. Those emotions you're welcome to. That's a first level. See, when it comes to dealing with emotions, everybody wants to get the juicy stuff like the anger and fear and so on because you know how to feel those. But actually, things like apathy and unconsciousness, the most debilitating. These are what you need to feel first. So you learn to feel it enthusiastically. This sounds a bit of a paradox. How do you become enthusiastic about your apathy? Well, you really feel it. Accept a really apathy and really get into the apathy. How hopeless it feels. You know, it's an emotion. So you experience it. And the more you experience it, the quicker it passes. So allow those feelings that with all the emotions you deal with, you're going to learn to welcome them. So the first thing you've got to do there is welcome all that apathy. Go through these memories of when you were blocked and frustrated. Let it all come out. When that's gone, then you have new hope to start again. It's a natural process you go through life. If you look at any time there's been a big loss, quite often that you grieve. There has to be some emotional release before you move on. If you don't grieve, you get stuck in the apathy. People have a natural sort of grieving because it's a way of releasing the past. When you don't grieve, it's like still held there. You don't have the hope to start again. You're still stuck in that failure. So you may find there's emotions to go through. There's the sadness about when you lost something. There's the anger about not being able to go there and being held back, the frustration. And they're all tied in to the same pattern. So you feel one emotion, others come with it. There's apathy, there's going to be anger. Whatever comes with it, you keep welcoming. You want to release all this past conditioning, all the emotions of what happened before. That frees up the past, gets rid of it, so you can actually be ready to create the future.
What if you, I have seen your question in Gayatri, I'm going to come to that in a second. What if you set your intentions and then the government prevents those? For example, I intend to return to South America and yet I cannot go there because the government doesn't let anyone who isn't fully vaccinated. So how does intention and goal setting and healing ourselves help with this goal, which I definitely wish to achieve in 2022?
Oh, it's going to happen. What comes up the secondaries, just as you work with any process, as you set an intention, first thing comes your secondaries, which is the past creations coming up again, the past doubts and fears, they manifest around you. And this is the past pattern. You may have had other experiences in the past where you want to get something and somebody said no. Become a pattern, so it happens again. You set an intention, straight away the universe says no, this is your secondaries, this is your past coming up again. You go into that feeling. You welcome all the times this has happened before. When you release those secondaries, then the problem goes from the outside as well. It is going to happen. You can make it quicker by doing this process.
I was just giggling after our conversation today. So when's it going to stop? and to go actually, what time is the public Q&As on Saturday? It's not on the site yet. Thank you very much. We are back to 10 a.m. UK time on Saturday. Yeah, it's only going to be once every 3 months that we will change it over to be friendly to the US time zone. So we are back to 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. That's it. That is it, I think.
Okay.
Everyone. Hang on. I intend to ascend in this lifetime. That's a great intention to ascend in this lifetime.
You can.
Yeah. One more question.
More detail. What does it look like? That's the thing. Try and get into how it feels to ascend. You can set the goal more clearly, have it in your mind what it's actually like. Gives it more substance.
A few times when I did the welcoming emotion exercise, at a certain point, everything just stopped. I think my body was done releasing for that day, but I'm not sure I was not anywhere near getting done with the whole disc creation for the topics I was working on. How would we continue the process for a process we are working on? Should we try to go back to the same topic the next day or wait till we get triggered again?
No, you can go back to it and see what if any more comes up. Sometimes you get tired of it. But also be aware that there are different layers, and sometimes you're not so ready to understand that it is a layer. You have unconsciousness, you have unknown. Remember, not knowing is also a creation. We were talking about this earlier, but see, every known is bound by an unknown. You have a little bit of experience, suddenly you get to a point where you don't know anymore and you get stuck. Well, you welcome that too. You welcome being not knowing, you welcome being unconscious. And as you go through that, next level will come up. You may find go blank for a while, then something else comes up. That's okay too. These are layers. Even the blanks are layers. Remember this old joke about when the Irishman asked the person, the guy asked his Irishman to check his indicators. He went, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. What he's suggesting is that the offs bits are part of the process too. It's not really stopping and then failing and then starting again. No, it's part of the process when things go off. You have blank moments as part of the process because you're going through a layer of unconsciousness or a layer of not knowing. Work on that too. If you feel tired and want to stop, okay, carry on the next day. You can come back to the same topic and see what else comes up. When nothing else comes up, all you feel is that you can now create that particular topic. You know you've got there because when you set an intention, there's nothing else but intention. There's no doubt it's going to happen.
Is it bad that I really had to think about the indicator joke?
No, it's okay.
I didn't get it. I was like, what does he mean? What is it? Oh, right, yeah, I get it. Yes, Hilary, I can see you giggling. Yeah, and Misha, yeah, it wasn't just me then. Oh, good, right. Yes, no. Okay. Right, bad jokes aside, I think we are done for the day. Wonderful. Okay. So, Peter, if you'd like to remove your spotlight, please. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh no, sorry, I've completely missed that one. Sorry, Sarah. How do I work with a seemingly intractable problem like physical pain? Been at it for a couple of decades, but it seems like endless working through emotions to clear and integrate the benefits. There's apathy due to how hard this journey has been, and it isn't finished.
Okay, tell me a bit more. Where is the pain? What kind of pain?
If you let us know, Sarah, in the chat, that's great. And in the meantime, could you please explain about the deity behind you, Carly?
Oh, Carly. Well, she's my main deity. I've mentioned some of my blogs. She called me many, many years ago, came into my meditations, to my dreams. Seeking anywhere, she turned up again saying, no, this is where it is. So she's the one I work with. We do rituals to her every day, so I tend to have her there. I've got a tattoo to my back. You know? Mm-hmm. I work with her a lot. Carly is basically the destroyer. She's the. This is great for the process of discreation. She's that very process of everything vanishing again, go back to the nothing. Everything is vanishes back to the nothing when you finished with it. She's the endless process of discreation. She consumes the whole universe in the end. So she's perfect for this work.
I'm showing up a very bad reflected picture of Carly now.
Yeah, I'll put you up there. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, it's a nice one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, this is familiar, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So on the topic of setting intentions and others, government and the likes, blocking that. I don't understand how looking at your own personal past patterns would make a difference. There are requirements set for the entire population, so everyone needs to comply with them.
No, they don't. As you find out, people are rebelling and things are changing. When one person does it, it ripples out and other people follow it as well. It's not with a few people rebelling, now more and more rebelling. And so the more of this work you do, the more it ripples out and changes everybody else. Also, your consciousness is affecting everybody around you. People act as you expect them to. You have those expectations affecting people. You're held in place by people around you who have expectations of you. The same way your expectations of them are holding them in place. As you change, they check everybody around you changes too. You'll find when you do this work, people do change around you. And absolutely everything is your creation. You can take responsibility for anything. You start with a small scale and know things around you in your own life, your creation. But everything you're aware of is your creation. Even things in the world, if they're impacting you, it's because you have something to do with them. Therefore, when you change yourself, they change too. You'll see it in proof when you do this work. If you take everything as a reflection of you, including what's happened in the world, okay, you're going to have to go through the layers of emotion here. This whole idea that you're helpless is an emotion that you're carrying from the past. We're all helpless when we were children. When we were small, our parents controlled everything. We couldn't do a thing. And often we hold on to these feelings. Now, later on, you're trying to be powerful. And this memory comes up, no, I'm not, something's controlling me. Well, we actually are creating that. When you choose not to let that happen anymore and discreate it, they can't control you. You change, people around you change, people are rebelling. It doesn't happen instantly, but you see it rippling out and changing gradually. A lot of the work we do, you'll find it then filters into the world. You see the world gradually changing. Not as fast as you or life change, but it does change more gradually. And you watch this process. The work you do is changing the world. Even these lockdowns, they are changing already. They stopped in England, didn't they? They've been minutes like mm-hmm. Boris Johnson now suddenly decided to, you know, obviously he's got his own reasons for doing it, but wouldn't trust him, but at least it's changing. Mm. Something shifting.
Belgium as well.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium as yes. well now. And Samaya, I think I'm pronouncing your name correctly. She's saying that it's also in the States as well now.
But it's spreading everywhere, yeah.
Yep. Everyone taking
various countries various countries are going against the whole vaccine as well. They're waking up. There's some still holding on, fighting, but it's like it is changing. And more work we do, the faster it changes.
Yeah.
Nothing is fixed. It's all our creation. And the first thing, if you're taking your power back, take your power back from governments. Only in power because we've given them that power. They're supposed to be our representatives. They're not there as our tyrants telling us what to do. And, you know, we have the power to actually change that. One voice starts and it's like at first you alone, but then more and more join you. Because other people have the same feeling. You know you want to change and everybody else feels this too. Once you start this, join together, make change.
Hmm.
Of course we can change this. We can get rid of all these, all the tyranny in the world. But at the same time, it's actually for you as well. Look at your own tyranny in your shadow. Look at the parts of yourself you like to be in control. You like to dominate. It's all reflected outwardly as well. What you deny of yourself comes at you from the outside. You're going to do this when you get to the shadow work. And you'll see it does change people around you. It changes the world. I've seen this many times in different examples over the years. Sometimes we got together as a group, changed something in the world. Things in the legal system even changed. New laws were made within a week or so. It happens.
Yes, thank you. I saw that Sarah had answered. Yes, so going back to the question about pain. So Sarah has let us know where the pain is. Myofascial pain mainly. Pain can move around, but the most intractable is in the neck and shoulders. Lots of contraction and muscle tightness mainly. Trauma related, and much of it is lifelong.
Well, this is gallbladder meridian. It's lifelong because actually it's conditioned by your moment of conception, and particularly with your relationship to the father. What's happened when your soul first comes in and it sees a parent and goes, is this life safe? Straight away, this fear and doubt about the world, what trouble is going to come, the sense of kind of tension all the time about what's going to come, can't relax. This is old memory as well. Now, it's hard to remember because it's right back to your conception. It's okay. You don't have to remember it as you are now because as a fetus, or you didn't experience it the same way, but there was a feeling there, a kind of fear, an apprehension about coming into life. When you go into that feeling, it starts to come out. But also, all pain is about control. Physical pain is about control, yes. See, all pain is basically a synergy of aversion and longing. Physical pain is out of control, long for control. And you're afraid of all the things that are going to happen in the world that are bad around you, and you can't control it, and you want control, manifests as pain. Starts off in the gallbladder meridian, that's where you're going to treat it. You'd use points there to help you. You change that energy and you can get into those emotions and you're going to go through this basic apprehension of life, basically, and the need for control.
So a couple of questions have come in about Chandali.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, when we meditate with the Chandali, for now, should we keep the welcoming emotion process separate as not to force it? Or should we try to go into a full discreation process every time when we meditate with the Chandali?
No, you don't force anything. even discretion isn't forceful. It comes step by step by welcoming. Welcoming is the first part of discretion. You welcome things, and by welcoming, you expand to the less naturally. So don't force anything. Chandali doesn't have to create a discretion every time. It'll start by seeing energy, and you'll start feeling some change. If you want to go through it, great. If you still want to practice and fire up, it's strengthening you. That's okay too. If things do start coming up, then you go through it. So and be flexible. Just take it as it comes.
Someone would like to know what Chandali is.
It's a system of raising the Kundalini in safe stages. It's also called Tulo. It's a Tibetan name. Chandali was more the kind of Vedic name. But basically, it's a form of Kundalini yoga, but it's had these activations which trigger the Kundalini in safe stages. You then simply do the practice as a mantra, and it starts raising that energy. The difference with this and normal Kundalini yoga is you give an attunement, which actually starts off gently and safely. You're not trying to force it. You activate it, and it naturally raises in easy, safe stages.
With reference to the taking back power meditation, can we just call in one person, such as the Prime Minister, and intend that through them when we're taking our power back from the government?
You can. But yes, intend it through them, yes, but understand there's a lot more behind them. Even the Prime Minister's a puppet. This whole organisation is behind them. Quite often the ones that are really behind it you don't see. These are the ones with the money, basically. Deep state. But yes, power from the whole lot. Anybody who seems to be in control of you, and you take your power back from.
And Duncan would like to know, when do we receive the Chandali?
Anytime you want. I said the orbs are sent with the course. Therefore, when you get to that section of the course where it says, do this meditation, whenever you do it, it's going to be activated. I've already sent the orbs out.
Yeah. So you do it all in your own time when you get there. Yeah. Any questions about the Chandali process, the meditation, or anything like that, then please do let us know in MeWe. Remember, if you're wondering, maybe someone else is wondering too. So it's very helpful for you to share your questions in the MeWe group so everybody else can learn from your learning as well. Okay. Is there anything from anybody else before we wrap up for today? And you can get going on your content. Do you think we're there?
Good.
All right. So next steps then. Teachable, MeWe, content.
Next webinar.
Yeah, get reading, everyone. And don't be shy. Reach out. If you want a study buddy, whether they be in person, whether they be online, put it in the MeWe group. Say, I want a study buddy, or I want an accountability buddy, whatever. Let us know where you are in the world. Maybe you can get to someone in person, whatever. We did have that with the point holding. That was fabulous, wasn't it? When we got to that point holding stage, we had some.
We had a couple of people get together, yes. Yep.
Yeah. You're right, Duncan. We didn't break out because I don't have the access to do it. And Peter couldn't figure it out, so we're not breaking out.
No, it's not on my page either. Maybe on Sunday. We'll figure that out for another time.
All right. Fabulous. Great, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining. I would like to say it's going to be blissful. We just don't know.
It's been blissful at times as well, yes.
Yeah, blissful at times. And some people are laughing right now, some people are not. Okay, brilliant. Yeah, well, get started. Get started right now. Okay. You've got the manual, you've got access to the course. There's absolutely no time like the present. All right, everyone, we will see you in MeWe. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
See you all soon.
Yeah, take care, everyone. Bye.